Today on More to Life, Faithful Families. We're going to help you overcome the challenges you face to living your faith at home. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to be.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
And today on More to Life, Faithful Families, we're going to help you overcome the challenges you face to living your faith at home. What makes it hard for you to share or live or celebrate your faith at home with your spouse and kids? Do you feel like family life is somehow an obstacle to your spiritual life? Are you struggling to get your kids on board with your faith and values? Is your spouse resistant or maybe even hostile to sharing your faith with you in some way? If you are struggling with any of those questions or any other issue related to living your faith at home and experiencing God's grace in your household, we want to help you have a more meaningful experience of faith at home today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825, and we'll help you live, share, and celebrate your faith at home more abundantly.
Well, you know, you mentioned a lot of things that are outside, maybe, you know, outside of who we are. Maybe it's just that you feel awkward. You feel embarrassed. You have no idea how to share your faith with the people you share your life with, and you don't even know where to start. You'd like to, when you hear us or somebody else on the EWTN network talk about faith, you think, oh, I would love to be able to share this with somebody besides the people on the radio, but I don't know how, or I feel very strange about that, or what if they, you know, scoff at me and you don't know how to handle it? We're there for that too. But if you're hearing Greg talk about this and the list of things that often keep us from sharing our faith in our homes, and you think, are you kidding me, Popchak? Do you know my daily life? How am I supposed to fit that in? I'm lucky if I get their rear ends into the pew on a Sunday, and between the 52 activities my kids are in, the 5 jobs I have, the house, the dogs that never ever stop messing in the house, how am I supposed to fit our faith in too? That's really pie in the sky. Well, I can promise you that if you begin to fit your faith into your daily family life, a lot of that anxiety and rushing and insanity of life begins to have peace and grace involved in it, and makes the whole thing not only easier, but a whole lot more meaningful, and allows you to connect with all those other people in your life and God all at the same time. And if that sounds pretty good to you, well, we're here to help you figure it out today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Well, the reasons we're talking about this is that we just announced officially yesterday the brand new initiative that Lisa and I are doing with the OSV Institute, Holy Cross Family Ministries, and the McGrath Institute for Church Life at the University of Notre Dame, where we're gathering a group of theologians, social scientists, and pastoral ministry professionals in July to talk about Catholic family life and spirituality. You know, the reality is, research shows that only about 83%, or excuse me, that's the other way around, 83% of Catholic families don't pray together.
Yeah.
Don't really celebrate their faith at home.
Well, it's not something we've been taught
no,
to do, so don't feel guilty if you're among that 83%, but realize that, you know, it can be changed.
Yeah, and the bigger problem is that when we think about Catholic spirituality, most of what we think about in terms of the practices of Catholic spirituality are drawn from the more monastic and clerical tradition, so they don't tend to fit very well into messy family life, right? So we hear a lot of people say on the show and otherwise, you know, I used to have this great prayer life before I got married and had kids, but now, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't have time. The things I used to do don't work anymore.
I can't even hear when I'm at Mass because I'm busy wrangling the kids. It's just not working for me.
I just can't connect with God in my day-to-day life because I got the bills and the kids and this and the that. We think that the vocation of marriage and family life shouldn't be a hindrance to our spiritual life. But how do you celebrate that more meaningful domestic church-based spirituality? We're going to be looking at all those questions and more at this Catholic Symposium, or Symposium on Catholic Family Life and Spirituality. But we want to know what you think, too, and there's a great survey at the website, cflsymposium.org, that asks you those questions and also will give you a chance to participate in that event by making your voice known. So check it out, cflsymposium.org. Fill out the survey there. Let us know what you think both the challenges are to living faith at home with your spouse and kids and the ways you try to do it so that we can all learn from each other.
CFLsymposium.org.
Check it out. But we are taking your calls today about the challenges of living faith at home. What makes it hard for you to share, live, or celebrate your faith with your spouse and kids? Do you feel like family life is somehow an obstacle to your spiritual life, like I was just talking about? Are you struggling maybe in some way to get your kids on board with your faith or values, whether those kids are little or 40 years old? Is your spouse resistant or even hostile to sharing the faith with you? Let's talk about finding more meaningful ways to experience God's grace in your household. 877-573-7825. You know, looking at this from the perspective of the theology of the body, although we all have a tendency to just kind of default to separating our home life and our spiritual life, and prayer, you know, we tend to do on our own or at church, the theology of the body reminds us that spirituality has got to be at the heart of everything we do and every relationship we have as well, because God's reaching out to us in every moment and through every person in our lives. And when we don't engage in regular couple or family prayer or create ways to experience Jesus Christ as a meaningful part of our home lives, we're missing out on pretty much 99% of the ways God's actually communicating his love and grace to us through that vocation of marriage and family life and through the daily liturgy of the domestic church. In other words, the way we relate to each other in the home. Okay, well, and why is that? Well, because 99% of the time we're doing something besides praying or going to church. And God wants to be part of those things, too. He's speaking to us through all those things. Our relationship with our spouse, our relationship with our kids, how we pay the bills and manage the household and take care of all the stuff that marriage and family life involves. Ultimately, building our domestic church, our household of faith, means encouraging each other to actively talk to and relate with God as the person who knows us best, who loves us best, and wants to help us be our best. And that's got to be the focus of a meaningful faith at home. We want to help you create that and overcome the obstacles you face to creating that today on More to Life. Give us a call at 877-573-7825, and we'll talk through how to celebrate, live, and share your faith in more meaningful ways in your household. 877-573-7825. Let's sing our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the
Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the opportunity that you are giving us to live our faith out loud in every part of our lives. You meet us wherever we're at, and you meet us wherever we let you into our lives. But you stand at the door and you knock. You stand at the door of our households and you knock, and you ask to be part of our families in more meaningful ways, to be involved in our relationship with our spouse, to be involved in our relationship with our kids, to be involved in our household as we go about the busyness of our day. Help us to encounter you in more meaningful ways at home. Help us to find ways to share and live and celebrate our faith in our household. And help us to overcome those obstacles that stand in the way of experiencing your love and grace in our marriage, in our family lives, and in our homes, so that we can glorify you in everything that we do, especially in the way we live our vocation to marriage and family life. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and in the name of the Father,
the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, faithful families, we're going to help you overcome the challenges you face to living your faith at home. Tell us, what makes it hard for you to share your faith or live it or celebrate it at home with your spouse and kids? Do you feel like somehow family life is an obstacle or getting in the way of you experiencing God at home? Are you having a hard time getting your kids on board with your faith or values? Maybe your spouse is resistant or hostile to the idea of sharing your faith. Let's help you overcome those obstacles and more to living a more meaningful experience of God at home. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Carol, who's listening to EWTN Radio in New York.
Hey, Carol, welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
Hi, and thank you so much for taking my call. I will tell you first that I turned to your station by accident this morning. It was right next to another station.
Well,
I was just,
we're glad you found us.
I'm so glad you found us.
I'm glad I found you, because my thought of religion in the home is a little bit in retrospect, and having lost a family member to a chronic illness, I realize, and I go back now in time, even though I don't like to go back and live the past, I do know that life gets too busy. And sometimes we overlook the obvious. And sometimes we rely on medicine and too many other things instead of just sitting down and talking. And having had a stronger relationship with God, I know He could have helped get through this illness and this sudden unexpected.
It says on the board that you lost your husband a couple of years ago. Is that who you're talking about?
That is true, yes.
Yeah.
And
he
suffered with a chronic depression. And I know there is hope. So for a person to be in the state of hopelessness, it means that we have not opened up, I had not opened up enough to God.
So, Carol, let me ask you a question. You know, in light of these insights, how are you opening up to God now? How are you experiencing God even through that loss?
It's like I said, I don't like to go backwards in time, but I do every morning have a gratitude time where I just remember and recall what I'm grateful for, what I can do better. That day, I have a thing called one call. Every day, I make a call to someone in my life who I don't see often, and I'm concerned about. So that is my
That's
way
beautiful.
Now of just spending more time on the things that are important. 3 years ago, I was running back to work. It was the corporate America thing, and I was doing so much outside of the house that it really, really, I believe, took away. And I need it to slow down. That's my only concern for young people now, married people. Do take that time for what's really important.
Well, Carol, I want to thank you for sharing that. And I think that it's beautiful that you are able to experience God and grace. And not just for yourself, but then to reach out to others and find ways to be a blessing to those.
Such a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. Such a good idea for all of us who are listening to you today, Carol.
Thanks so much for the call. 877-573-7825. You know, again, that number, 877-573-7825. What makes it hard for you to share or live or celebrate your faith at home with your spouse and kids? Do you feel like family life is somehow an obstacle to your spiritual life? Are you maybe struggling to get your kids on board with your faith or values? Is some faith a source of conflict in your household? Or, for that matter, are you just having a hard time experiencing God in the busyness of your everyday life? Let's talk it out and find some ways to live your faith at home in more meaningful ways. 877-573-7825.
You know, one of the things I want to point to before we move on here is that I'd like everybody to listen to Carol in terms of take some time every day and think about the end of your life. and the rest of your life in eternity. And then plan backwards. You know, if Carol had had the chance to really say, how do I want to be at the end of my life with my husband, with my God, with my friends, and planned backwards, she may have been able to fill in some of those gaps that now she's trying hard to fill in. And she may have been able to do it earlier. It's always a really good idea to do it that way because God gives us a lot of insight. The other thing I also just want to touch on is that Carol was mentioning that her late husband suffered with chronic depression. And I just want to add that no matter how spiritual we are, no matter how close to God we are, sometimes God allows illnesses in our lives for reasons we don't understand at the time, and that includes depression. And a lot can be done to heal depression. And God being in our lives in a real way does so much to ease that burden and often heal it. But we have great saints who struggled with illness and depression as well. So we have to, while I really encourage folks who are going through that or have a family member to go through that, seek treatment, get closer to God are the two big things. But I also want to say that, you know, if if someone you love or you are really struggling with it, don't heap guilt upon yourself on top of it, thinking, well, if I was just more faithful, this issue in my life, the chronic illness, the mental health issue would just simply poof away. Because often God is using those things to help us draw closer to Him, to realize new things, but He does allow them in our lives. So don't heap coals of guilt upon yourself in that situation, Carol. Just really continue to do what you're doing, because it's a beautiful thing that you're moving in this direction in your heart and your relationship with God.
We're going to take a break right now. When we come back, more of your calls on the topic of faithful families. We're going to help you overcome the challenges you're facing to living your faith at home. What's making it tough for you to experience God or God's grace in more meaningful ways in your marriage, your family life, and your household? Whether it's the faith is causing conflict between you and your spouse or kids, or you're just having a hard time really seeing how your marriage and family life can help you draw closer to God. Maybe you have a hard time getting your kids on board with your faith or values, or your spouse is resistant to the idea of praying together or sharing your faith in any way. If you're dealing with any of those things or any other issues related to trying to live your faith in more meaningful ways at home, we want to help you break through those barriers and experience God's grace today. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. Stick around for more to life coming up after the break.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by a gift made from our day sponsor, Huron Valley School, holding its open house Sunday, January 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. Come see St. John Bosco's educational philosophy in practice. Meet the teachers, current families, and experience what makes Huron Valley a special place. If you have a message you want to share, be a day sponsor at 877-288-1077. You want what's best for your child. That's why Everest Academy invites you to their open house Sunday, January 27th between 1 and 4 p.m. At Everest, they focus their efforts on helping your child excel in four main areas: academics, spiritual formation, character development, and service to others. The result? Confident, accomplished Catholic leaders, ready to transform the world according to the standards of the gospel. Visit EverestCatholic.org to learn more. That's EverestCatholic.org.
Abortion,
pornography,
embryonic stem cell research,
corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Do you invest in companies that are engaged in these practices? The Ave Maria Mutual Funds don't, and their investment portfolios reflect that. Ave Maria Mutual Funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors can consider investing in the no-load Ave Maria Mutual Funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria Mutual Funds today at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com. The advisor invests in securities only if they meet the fund's investment and religious requirements, and as such, the return may be lower or higher than if the advisor made decisions based solely on investment considerations. The fund's method of security selection may or may not be successful, and the fund may underperform or outperform the stock market as a whole. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. For a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, charges, expenses, and other information that should be read and considered carefully before investing, call 1-866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com. distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are talking with you today about faithful families as we help you overcome the challenges we all face to living our faith in more meaningful ways at home. Do you find it hard to experience your faith at home? Like, you know, the busyness of it all just kind of separates you from God and His grace. Are you having a hard time sharing your faith with your spouse or your kids? Is faith becoming an issue that's driving you guys apart instead of drawing you together? We want to help you break through those obstacles and find ways to experience God's grace in more meaningful ways at home. The number, 877-573-7825. Again, 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Andrew, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Columbus, Ohio.
Hey there, Andrew. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you?
How are you doing today? That was a great prayer. My faith is stronger now than ever. I was in a seminary back in the 60s, and there was a bunch of stuff going on then that's now coming out into the light. My kids are over 35 years old, and they're, you know, asking their mother and myself, my wife and me, why should we, you know, follow the Catholic Church when there's so much going on? And so we did pretty good until we got this Pope Francis that has studied communism and has a Marxist attitude and a socialistic attitude and is against capitalism. And we've got the priest that showed mercy.
I want to jump in here, Andrew, because I want to say, you know, the issue isn't really, when it comes to how do we get our kids back into the church, it's really not about what's going on in the world or the greater church. It's really about, people talk about that stuff, but it's really, honestly, it's an excuse.
Now, I want to make sure that we say here, that's not to minimize the pain of anybody who's going through anything with the scandals. That is important, but we are using it as an excuse and a shield from really having a relationship with God and looking at the church.
Right, because when it comes right down to it, people come into the church, or they leave the church because of relationship. Right, because they see God's power working in the lives of those around them, or they don't. Right. So when it comes to how do we get our kids back into the church, I want you to work really hard, Andrew, to avoid making this an intellectual discussion about sociocultural issues, because that's a huge discussion.
And that includes everybody who's listening who gets sidetracked into sociocultural issues or current events that are being screamed at the top of their lungs on every news station and keep people from really looking at relationship. And if your kids or someone you know only has a relationship with God and the church from a distance where they can say, well, that person's wearing a collar or a veil, so that's my image of the church, and now all those people who wear that thing have let me down, so therefore, no church for me. That's the depth of their relationship. That's where we have to start, with really helping them build real relationships with
and
people who love God and know God love them.
This is hard to hear, but I really need all of our listeners to take this to prayer. If our adult children have fallen away from the church, there are probably lots of reasons for that, but a big part of that has to do with they've either not experienced Jesus Christ as a real person in their lives, and we've not been able as parents to connect them with God in that way. Maybe we took them to church, maybe we said prayers at home, but we maybe for whatever reason had a hard time actually introducing them to the person of Christ. Because, you know, let me explain why I'm saying this. If Stephen Hawking wrote a book saying that my mother didn't exist, I would say he was an idiot, because I've met my mother. I know her, right? If Stephen Hawking writes a book that says God doesn't exist, people believe him because they haven't met him. Like God, not Stephen Hawking. You see what I'm saying? It's when you've had an encounter with God, you can't deny him. You might be angry with him, you might struggle with him, you might have doubts about him, but you know he's there. You can't doubt it. And so if our kids have fallen away, number one, it's because they haven't had that personal experience of Jesus Christ in their life. Number two, the second reason their kids fall away is they look sometimes at our lives and they don't see how the faith is making a difference in our relationships. They look at our marriage, they look at the way they were raised in the household that we were in, and they don't see any difference in the way they grew up and their friends grew up, their non-faithful friends. They don't see how our faith has made us more loving as a family, more peaceful as a family, closer as a family, given us the grace to struggle harder and better than other families. And that's where we need to look, okay? That's where we need to really witness to our kids. Asking ourselves, how is our faith making a difference in our marriage? How is our faith making a difference in the way we relate to them? How is our faith making a difference in the way we relate to people in the world? It's not an intellectual thing. It's not a political thing. It's not a, ecclesial politics thing. It's none of that, right? It's all about relationship. And it's all about how grace is informing our relationships. And how do we witness to our kids and bring them back home? We show them the power of grace in the way we relate to our spouse, the way we relate to them, the way we relate to the world. We show them how it's making us stronger, healthier, godlier people that they can look up to and say, there's something about my mom or my dad that enables them to take the stuff that life throws at them and respond in a way that's heroic. And I want to know what they have. I want to know what they've got that I don't. And that's what will bring them home. We're taking your calls about living the faith at home. If you are struggling to have a more meaningful connection with God in your household, if faith is a wedge issue between you and your spouse or your kids, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue after the break.
Our Lady of Good Counsel Parish School is located in Plymouth. We are a Catholic school serving four-year-olds in pre-K to eighth grade. At OLGC Parish School, we exist to offer a life-changing encounter with Jesus and equip leaders to transform a culture. Come see our dynamic school at our open house Sunday, January 27th from 1:30 to 3:30. Go to imolgc.com for more details. That's imolgc.com.
This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
You know the person you come across and you say hi, and it's always the same, oh, hello, somberly. You ask, how are you doing? And the response is, fine. In the same sad tone, what would Jesus say about those who lack enthusiasm in their day? In Romans it reads, do not be lacking in zeal, but be fervent in spirit. Some people may not be mourning, but are naturally sad all the time. They lack fervent zeal for life. However, God shows us that small things can become great things if it's done with love and fervor. It's easy to fall into a humdrum mood at times. I mean, I'm guilty of it. But it's up to us to find joy in everyday life, and we find that joy through Christ. Perhaps if we're zealous and faithful in the small things, we'll be able to give great glory to God by putting a smile on our face. So if you find yourself in a somber mood, perhaps start by saying hi with a bit more excitement. This has been a Christ-centered communication message. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
Hi, this is Dr. Greg Popchak. One of the biggest challenges facing newly married couples is when you have your first or your next baby. Here are three steps to help you work out this question together. Step one, ask yourself, what does God want? God has a plan for your family, and the closer you follow God's will, the happier you'll be. Pray about it as a couple, consistently and openly. Step two, practice what the church calls responsible parenthood. Openness to life doesn't mean just openness to conception. It also means meeting the true needs of the children you have. Ask God if you have the emotional, relational, and temporal resources to raise another child happily in His love. And step three, always stay open to what God wants to give. Even if you've discerned that this isn't the time for a baby, avoid the attitude of, we're done. Fertility is a gift. Don't block God's gifts with artificial means. For more guidance on Catholic family planning, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad to be with you today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we're talking about faithful families and the challenge of living our faith at home. Are you struggling to experience God's grace in your household? Are you somehow feeling like marriage and family life is getting in the way of your ability to connect with God and grow spiritually? Do you feel like your faith is drawing a wedge between you and your spouse or you and your kids? Are you having a hard time sharing, living, or celebrating your faith at home for some reason? Let's talk it out together. 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Kyle, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Kyle in Cleveland. Welcome to More to Life. What can we do for you today?
Hi, how are you guys doing this morning?
We're
good, thanks.
Great.
What can we do for you?
So, my wife and I have been somewhat in a disagreement here lately because our five-year-old daughter saw me praying rosary, so she asked if she could pray it as well.
Okay.
So, we've been praying it together, my daughter and I, for going around 2 weeks now. She doesn't pray the full rosary sometimes. She may only do a couple of decades, but okay, she does pray it fairly religiously with me. My wife, however, feels that it's not age-appropriate, and she feels that it's trying to cram too much religion to her.
Does your wife share your faith?
She does. She does. She was a cradle Catholic. I became a Catholic, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago.
But like, does she share the same level of passion for your faith that you do?
No.
I'll take that as a no.
No.
Yeah.
No.
So the reason I'm asking that is because I'm wanting to know, is your wife saying, hey, you know, I would really like to pray with our daughter this way as a family instead of that way, you know, and she kind of has her own experience that she'd like to bring to it, or is she just objecting to the idea of, quote-unquote, cramming this much religion down your daughter's throat altogether? Do you see what I'm saying? Which of those two things is it more?
I feel as if she's more not wanting to cram so much religion altogether. We go to Sunday church, we say prayers before bed and dinner. We're a fairly religious family. I just think that the rosary was kind of the breaking point for her.
When you say prayers before bed and dinner, what does that look like, and how much does your wife really participate with her heart in that?
She is there, I guess, is the best way to put it. She doesn't go too much in depth with the prayers. So
I think it's probably fair to say that your wife hasn't, you know, she's going through the motions of it, you know, she's trying to be respectful, but she really hasn't met Christ in a personal way. Do you think that's fair to say?
Yeah, it's a pretty fair assessment.
Have you talked about that with her at all? Like, to not just make it about those religious practices, but about how important Jesus is to you as a person, and what's kind of getting in the way of her experiencing as a real live person in her life?
We have touched on the subject a few times, and I don't know if the issues are stemming from she was born and raised Catholic and Catholic education, and some of her family kind of just went through the motions as well, so mm-hmm. I don't know. And I don't know if it's because, so I don't know the difference between being raised Catholic my whole life and being someone who willingly chose to be a Catholic. And that was kind of our discussion in that.
Did you convert?
I did.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, the difference is you converted because somehow you met Jesus in a real way and went, wow, this is great. Got to make this part of my life. She kind of grew up with people just kind of going through the motions of things and never really experienced the vibrancy of Jesus being alive and real and present in the Catholic Church. So there's your difference. Now you've got this other dynamic, I think, Greg, from a wife's point of view here. You can certainly chime in on this if you think I'm off base. But you've got this other dynamic going on here, Kyle, where you were her husband.
You are technically still her husband, but wow, now my husband has this brand new passion that has nothing to do with me. Golly, that's a little off-putting, but I've got this 5-year-old daughter, and I'm going to put my heart and soul into her because I love her, and she takes so much more of, you know, my time than is normal for most human beings, but I adore her, and that's okay, and I'll get all of my relationship needs met that way. Uh-oh, look at this. My daughter is now sitting with my husband praying that rosary. I'm going to lose the closeness of that relationship, too. Now I'm going to get really mad and not want to really have a lot to do with the church because I'm going to lose these people because they're so in love with God, my husband's taking my daughter along. That doesn't mean you stop doing that. That means you ramp up all of the affection and love and connection and things that you do together, rituals of connection, to help her see that your relationship with God is making you a better husband and a better father so that you can introduce her more to the love of Christ in her life, not have it be a threat.
As a convert, you might not appreciate this, Kyle, but I'm born and raised Catholic.
You certainly were.
I will say this as a born and raised Catholic. Most born and raised Catholics, you know, really aren't Catholic. I mean, not in any meaningful way. You know, we go through the motions. We show up at church. Maybe we've gone to Catholic school, but we've never really been intentional about our faith. It was just something that was always playing in the background. And so, when somebody starts actually having an encounter with Jesus, it scares us because what the heck is this? All of a sudden, you're becoming
this
a religious
is abnormal.
Fanatic.
This is not what Catholicism looks like to me.
Yeah, because the born and raised Catholic experience of Catholicism has been just sort of this ritualized going through the motions thing. It's not supposed to be that. We're supposed to be introduced to Christ from infant baptism on. It's supposed to be this incredible, awesome, deep, fantastic relationship. Unfortunately, most Catholics are sacramentalized. Some are catechized. Very few are evangelized. That's how Al Cresta puts it, and I 100% agree with him. So, you know, the fact that you're praying with your daughter and actually wanting to, like, have Jesus as part of your home is going to seem weird to your wife, potentially, if she has not had this more dynamic experience of Catholicism growing up. Again, that doesn't mean you stop. It means you keep doing it. But you got to do it in a way that Lisa's talking about here. It can't just be a bunch of religious practices that you're suddenly just bringing into the home. It has to really manifest itself in the closeness. It has to challenge you to be a better husband and father, to be more loving, to be more generous, to be more present in practical ways, you know, not just spiritual ways, but in, you know, being more available to your wife in ways that maybe you didn't have the courage to be available before, being more present to your family in ways that maybe you didn't have the courage to be present before you had this conversion. And the more you're able to bring your faith, to let your faith be the source of the warmth in your relationship with your wife and your daughter, the more that's going to touch your wife's heart as well.
And I want to add to that, not in a way that is sort of a vending machine way. Well, look, I did the dishes tonight, so now you've got to pray the rosary with me. Just in a way that says, you know, I'm experiencing God's love so much, it's spilling over into how much I love you. And I really believe God wants you to know that. And so you don't talk about it so much as you live it.
To speak specifically to your question, I mean, you know, your daughter asked to pray the rosary with you. So that's a beautiful thing. Take advantage of that, by all means. You know, five-year-olds aren't great at sitting there for the whole thing and praying, you know, kneeling with their, you know, in perfect posture. But you're not making her do that, so that's fine. You know, you're letting her experience as much of it as she would like to experience with you. That's perfectly fine. In fact, I would suggest that maybe even cut back a little bit, where you just do one decade, maybe read a story from a children's Bible that goes along with that mystery, and then maybe talk a little bit about it with her and say, you know, what would it be like for you to be Mary, you know, in this situation, or Jesus in that situation, or what would it be like for you to be there in that story? How would you feel? You know, that's an Ignatian practice. St. Ignatius recommended that kind of imaginary prayer where we insert ourselves into the Bible stories.
And I want to add to that, Greg, that Peanut Butter and Grace, which is a great website, actually has some great resources on praying the rosary with kids and also doing Lectio Divina with kids. So this idea of you've read the scripture and you're really like delving into where is God in this for me. And they've really explained it in a way where you can even do it with small children. So that might be a great resource for you that would calm your wife's heart, because it's not just, look, we're watching Jesus be scourged at the pillar and look what he did for our sins. That's a little overwhelming for a 5-year-old. I remember my 4-year-old bursting into tears at church one day because I was comforting her in the back of the church. She was a little squirmy. And she looked up and saw, like, a bloody crucified Christ, and she just burst into tears. Not from fear, she just kept saying, ouch, ouch, and trying to kiss the crucifix, but it really affected her. So if that's your wife's concern, yes, you want to do these decades gently and in an age-appropriate way, but if your daughter's showing interest, by all means, do it in an age-appropriate way.
We talk, by the way, about the different stages of faith that kids go through and how parents can give kids the proper spiritual food at each faith stage in our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. I think it's going to really open your eyes about this kind of relational spirituality that we're talking about and also help you meet your daughter where she's at. And also introduce your wife to God in more meaningful ways. I'm going to encourage you to pick up a copy of that book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. I also want you to pick up a book that we did for Word Among Us Press called Praying For and With Your Spouse, because it really introduces the idea of couple prayer in a non-threatening way. It helps you find the language to talk to your spouse about praying together, helps you develop a meaningful couple prayer life. I think it'll really be helpful to invigorate this conversation about how to bring God in a more meaningful way into your marriage and your family. So the resource Lisa mentioned, of Peanut Butter and Grace, they publish a great resources for Kids Rosary and other really good stuff there. But our book, Discovering God Together, and then also Praying For and With Your Spouse, you can pick up both of those at CatholicCounselors.com. But you're doing the right thing, Kyle. I want to encourage you to continue to keep it up, but make it more as relational as you possibly can, both for your daughter and for your wife. Those books I recommended will help you practically understand what that means and looks like. God bless you, though. You know, I wish there were 1,000 more faithful dads like you.
We
need good faithful men out there. Just appreciate the fact that just because your wife was born and raised Catholic really doesn't mean anything. It just means that she's in some ways had an anti-education because she's experienced her faith as a cultural thing, but not really as a personal and meaningful thing.
Yeah.
All right. So appreciate
you
that.
You think you speak the same language, but you don't quite.
No.
You don't quite.
So just meet her where. Be patient. Meet her where she's at, and let God lead you guys step by step into a more meaningful relationship with Him. All right, we got to take a break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls about living your faith at home. Let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. We'll talk about overcoming those obstacles to grace that you might be experiencing in your marriage, family life, or household. More to Life will continue after the break.
Come and see what the Lord is doing at Huron Valley Catholic School during the winter open house on Sunday, January 27th, from 1 to 3 p.m. Bishop Boyer said, Huron Valley Catholic School continues to shine as a wonderful example of excellent academics in strong Catholic environment. Discover their 10 acres, Christ-centered classrooms, St. John Bosco education philosophy, and parent-run board. Ask about financial aid. Visit hvcatholicschool.org. That's hvcatholicschool.org.
This Ave Maria program is brought to you in part by the nonprofit CMF Curo.
Do you want an affordable health care option that enables you to protect your family and live your Catholic faith? CMF Curo is the Catholic health care ministry that works to bring health to the whole person, spirit, mind, and body. CMF Curo allows you to share health costs with other Christians and is more affordable than health insurance. Go to mycatholichealthcare.com. That's mycatholichealthcare.com. CMF Curo, healthcare fully alive.
Our Lady of the Woods Parish in Woodhaven has an immediate job opening for a liturgical coordinator or for a pastoral associate with special considerations. For details, visit the parish website at olow.org or call 734-671-5101. Again, the number is 734-671-5101, and the parish website is olow.org.
On the next Cresta in the Afternoon.
We continue our look at the confrontation at the Lincoln Memorial after the March for Life, and we'll be taking your calls. What were your initial impressions of the reporting? What do you think now? Why were so many in the media so quick to judge the students? Why have the bishops been quick to condemn and slow to defend? Give us a call with your thoughts.
Cresta in the Afternoon from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and we are talking with you today about the challenges of living our faith at home. How is your faith being complicated in your marriage and family life? Let's talk it out and find effective ways to experience God's grace in our households. 877-573-7825. And with that, let's go to Brian, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Pennsylvania. Hey, Brian, welcome to More to Life.
Hey,
Brian, there you go.
Yes, Greg and Lisa, thank you so much for having me on. I love your show.
Thank you.
The last caller, Kyle, calling in, and he was focusing on some trouble that he was having with his wife and his Catholic practices that he wanted to institute. My situation's similar. But I'm the Catholic in the relationship, and my wife, she's still a Protestant, but she's been very open to a Catholic practices, like, you know, I pray the rosary and I wear the scapular, and these things are kind of foreign to her. She didn't grow up around these things, and you know, trying to introduce that into family life, I was getting a lot of resistance to that early on in our relationship, especially with kids, you know, trying to form them in the faith and raise them with the sacraments. But what really helped for me, I just want to reiterate what you said before, that focusing on the relationship with my wife and making sure that I'm present in the house and providing, you know, meeting the needs of my wife and not focusing so much on getting my way in terms of, you know, how I want to practice the faith. She has been more open to it because I've been trying to meet her needs and be more loving and caring spouse and father. So
beautiful.
I just want to make that comment.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for that. I really appreciate you seconding that, because, you
so
know,
much.
I always, I don't know, I never know how that's going to come across when I say that, but it's so important, you know. And by the way, you did two things here, okay? And it is a 1-2 thing, right? Because a lot of people we talk to will say, well, you know what, I don't want to shove my faith down my spouse's throat, so I'm just going to focus on being really loving and being really generous and being really wonderful, but I never talk about the faith. Well, you know, that's going to be a problem, because then your spouse doesn't ever really understand why you're being so loving and generous, because you're experiencing God's love for you, and you see how much God loves your spouse, and you want to share that, you know. So you need to acknowledge the source of that love and generosity is coming from God. You know, then you have the other people who, you know, well, I just spend all kinds of time in prayer and going to adoration and saying my rosary, but it's actually making me a worse spouse, because I'm even less available and less present, and it's causing all kinds of tension. Even though I'm trying to be faithful, I'm actually ignoring my spouse and kids. And that's obviously not going to work either, right? So you have to have both. And you're doing that. You know, you were in a situation where your spouse, it says on the board here, was sort of weirded out by all these weird Catholic practices that you wanted to introduce to your kids. But you allowed your Catholic faith to be present in quiet ways, but still very present in the way you celebrated it. And you allowed your Catholic faith to make you a better husband and father. And you were able to show your wife that your Catholic faith was the catalyst for that. And that's what evangelizes people. And now, because of that example, and because you've been able to attribute the extra effort that you've made to be that great husband and father to your experience of God in the sacraments and in your Catholic faith, now your Protestant wife, who used to be weirded out by all those popey practices, is suddenly opening up to it. And that's exactly what we need to do. I am so glad you called and witness to that. I really want to encourage you as well to pick up both of those resources I recommended to Kyle. Our book, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. It's all about this sort of relational spirituality that makes marriage and family life come alive. Okay, and really allows your faith to be the source of the warmth in your home. It's going to build on all the good stuff that you're doing already and give you lots of new insights for how to take it further. Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. And if you'd like more help in praying with your wife in more meaningful ways and even bridging that gap between your two faiths, I'd really encourage you to pick up a copy of Praying For and With Your Spouse, which is not just about saying prayers with your spouse. It's about how do you bring God into the center of your marriage. And how do you let God use every part of your marriage, including your conflicts, including your romantic life, including just the day-to-day busyness? How do you let God use all of that to draw you closer to Him and to each other? In fact, the subtitle of that book is The Way to Deeper Love. So praying for and with your spouse, The Way to Deeper Love, and Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. I think both of those resources are going to help you take all the good work you're doing right now and like multiply it by 1,000. But I am so grateful, Brian, for your witness, for your willingness to call in and share your story. And this is a perfect example, by the way, too. When we hear spouses say, "Well, you know, my spouse isn't, is hostile or antagonistic to the faith," you know, this is a perfect example of when I say it's about respect, not religion,
mm-hmm.
because your wife is really working hard, even though this is not her. She's really working hard to try to see the truth and the goodness and the beauty and the things you find true and good and beautiful, and you've made that easier for her by being the man that you are. But that's a good, healthy relationship
yeah.
right there. So good on you, Brian, on all
yeah.
those fronts. Thank you.
That's awesome.
With that, let's go to our next caller, Lisa, who's up.
Let's talk with Lisa, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Virginia.
Hey, Lisa in Virginia. Welcome to More to Life. What's up? Line 2, you there?
Apparently.
I think we lost her.
She's not there right now. So let's talk with Heather, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Michigan on Ave Maria Radio.
Hi, Heather. What's your comment for us?
Hi there. You know, I, too, struggle to fit faith practices in my family. I'm the mother of 7. We homeschool. And it was about maybe 6 years ago we got one of the CHC books, Little Stories for Little... No, I'm sorry, Devotional Stories for Little Folks. And in that story, they did morning devotions. My kids said, hey, let's do that, too. And so we started doing morning devotions, and it's evolved in the years, and... We now do devotions every morning together. The kids and I get together, and I've always taught my kids to give God the first fruits of their day. Because if why do we devotions before breakfast? I'm so hungry, I want to eat breakfast. But, you know, let's give God the first part of our day, the best part of our day. And, you know, that has evolved into stopping to pray the Angelus now during the day and praying the rosary every day. And so now we'll be able to fit all these aspects of our faith into our life. Does it make us kind of weird and stand out sometimes? Yes, it does. But it's also brought us closer together.
Yeah, our Christian faith should make us weird and stand out. That,
yeah.
That's the whole point of being
but,
Christian.
You know, and the thing is it doesn't necessarily make us weird and stand out in a bad way. You know, being weird and stand out can often be in a really attractive way. I mean, that's what ads are all about, right? To bring it down to, like, the very worldly way. It's something that catches your eye and stands out and says, that looks like a good thing. I want some of that. And if you have children who are hungry for a relationship with the Lord and you're meeting that hunger, I promise you other parents are going to see that vibrancy, that fullness in your children and go, okay, Heather, what are you doing? Because I would love for my kids to be that happy or that peaceful or that well-behaved or that respectful or whatever it is they're seeing in that relationship, that three-way relationship you have between yourself, your kids, and your God together. So don't be so worried about the standing out part, because that's a good thing.
Just in the time that we have, I want to not only commend you for what you're doing, I want to encourage you to make it even more personal as you go. Make sure that when you're saying that morning devotion, when you're saying your rosary, when you're doing the other things that you're doing, that you're bringing God into the experiences that your kids have in their daily lives, that you're giving them an opportunity to kind of pray about the things that they're worried about or struggling with, and that those prayers then lead to conversations in the family about how you guys can support each other through that. Again, don't just let those devotions be something that you do aside from your relationships, but let those devotions inform your relationships and help your kids experience how God wants to be a part of all the stuff that goes on in their everyday life, too. And Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids, is a book that will help you bridge that gap and in more ways than you're even already doing. So I really encourage you to check it out, Discovering God Together, The Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids. Heather, you're doing a lot of great stuff already. I think this will be a wonderful resource to support you in that.
And for one more resource, Heather, for you, I've got a brand new resource. It's only like a week old. It's called momfidence.org. Please make sure you hit the org, momfidence.org. Or on Facebook or Instagram, it's Momfidence Official. And it's just there to encourage moms every single week with just something that's going to draw you a little closer to God, a little closer to your kids, and just be edifying to you and help you grow as a mom.
All right, Heather, thanks so much for the call, and thank you all for sharing your stories with us. We hope that you've been able to pick up some things that will enable you to live your faith in more meaningful ways in your marriage and family life. If you'd like some more support in that area, come on over to our place at CatholicCounselors.com and check out the many resources we mentioned on the program today, including Discovering God Together, A Catholic Guide to Raising Faithful Kids, and Praying for and with Your Spouse, The Way to Deeper Love. They're both there at CatholicCounselors.com. You can also learn more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, where you can work with a faithful, professional Catholic counselor to transform your marriage, family, or personal life. Again, CatholicCounselors.com. Check it out. And then get out there and celebrate the life you were meant to live. God bless.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popcheck. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.